life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, you betcha. Got Scott from the Bookman in the studio for a Grand Haven Main Street spotlight. So excited to talk to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
I love your voice.
Thank you.
You have such a distinct voice. I know you do theater and stuff.
Yeah, I'm a professional Shakespeare actor, so I've spent years training it. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you, your voice is very, very distinct. I love it.
Thank you.
Tell me all about the Bookman. What do you got going on for summer?
So we have a lot of fun events coming up.
Uh-huh.
First of all, as you and I were talking before, we're celebrating our 51st year this year.
That's amazing.
We're very excited about. We had a big 50th anniversary celebration last year, so no big birthday party this year, but lots of fun stuff going on. So starting this weekend, on Saturday, June 21st at 9:30 a.m., we're hosting an event called Poetry in Motion.
Ooh.
There is a Michigan, I guess I'd call her a social media influencer, named Heather Johnson Duroche.
Okay.
Also known as Michigan Runner Girl. So she's got a podcast, Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love that.
She's a health and wellness advocate. And so she's coming to the store on Saturday, and we're going to have a very informal walk run from the store down to the pier.
Okay.
We're calling it Poetry in Motion.
Poetry in Motion.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't stop thinking of that song now. Okay.
All the runner bibs that normally would have numbers on them have words like imagine, create, thoughtfulness, and we're going to say, you know, as you're going along, get together with your friends and make poetry in motion and take photos and post them on social
media. I love
it! Yeah, and then afterwards, once it's going to be a walk down to the pier from our store and back, and once everybody's back, we'll have kind of a meet and greet with Heather.
How fun.
So that'll be really fun. We started a chain of events called a thing. So we had a spring thing a couple of months ago, and now we're hosting a summer thing.
Okay.
And that's on June 22nd. And again, they're all kind of about health and wellness and creativity and imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is a poetry picnic.
Ooh.
So on Sunday, June 22nd, from 4 to 5:45, we're going to be hosting a number of kind of small events at the store about sharing poetry, writing poetry, appreciating poetry, and then we're going to have a little picnic.
Nice.
So we are asking people to sign up for that. It's totally free. Both those events are completely free. excuse me. But for the summer thing, just for food planning, we're asking people to go onto Facebook or our website or even call the store and just say, hey, I'm interested in coming. Please put me on the list.
Wonderful.
There's an author, a national author, and this is a national thing hosted by the American Booksellers Association, named Gretchen Rubin.
Okay.
And she has started this, I guess I would call it a program of Read 25 in 25.
Ooh.
So in order to kind of get people to reconnect with literature and books, she's asking people to read just 25 minutes a day.
Okay.
Every day in 2025. Right? A lot of us think about, oh, I really should start that book, but I don't want to get sucked in or look at how big it is. And so if you just commit to read 25 minutes a day and no more, you know, no less or around there, depending on if you finish a chapter or something.
Sure.
That will help you kind of reinvigorate your love for reading and help you stick to it. And, 25 minutes, everybody can find 25 minutes in a day typically.
Yes.
So there's a national 25 on 25 day, and it is June 25th.
I love it.
And so we're hosting a silent reading event at the store from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Just everybody come in. You can bring whatever. Bring a magazine. Bring a book. Bring a Kindle. Just don't scroll your phone. And we're going to read in silence for 25 minutes together as a community, as a group.
I absolutely love
that. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yes.
It's kind of like the parallel play idea, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's hanging out together. And then we'll have a short discussion about what did that experience bring up for you? How did you enjoy that experience? Did you, did it enhance your reading? And then finally, our next big thing, our next big author event is Saturday, July 19th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We're having local author Dave Sawyer in.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is kind of gotten famous all of a sudden. I know he's got a social media presence where he's been posting stories and pictures of Grand Haven from his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So he's written a book called Small Town Life, and it's a photographic biography.
Okay.
And he's came into the store and just said, you know, I've got a lot of people that follow me on social media. I'd be interested in selling it in your store. Well, we can't keep it on the shelves.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we finally, you know, our events person was out of commission for a little bit with an injury. So once she kind of came back, she was able to connect with him. And so we've got that event coming up that we're super excited about. And hopefully people will come and hear him tell his stories and get their book signed.
I have to ask you, Scott, from the Bookman, I have a tendency to read two or three books at the same time.
Oh, sure, sure.
Is that normal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have ADD, so I do.
Of course, yeah. And so you want to keep yourself focused.
Yes.
Yeah, I know lots of folks that the store owner herself reads one fiction and one nonfiction at the same time.
At the same time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I tend to read one and then listen to an audiobook at the
same
time.
Oh, okay.
So that one takes a little bit longer because I have a 10-minute drive to work.
Got it.
15-minute
okay.
walk.
Okay.
My dog, but I'll chip away at that one while I'm reading another one kind of for my 25 minutes at night.
I can spend a sunny afternoon in the summer just reading cookbooks.
Oh, sure.
I love older cookbooks with the older ingredients,
lard,
and all that stuff. And there's always a story about the recipe.
Yeah.
What are people reading today? Is it a lot of fiction or biographies?
I mean, fiction is always going to be king, I think. But it's very much varied. There are folks that come in that are really interested in historical fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks are interested in romance. There's kind of this new category that's been created called romanticy.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's a fantasy novel, but also has a romance kind of wrapped in the story. That's gotten very popular. Just common literary fiction, you know, everyday stories about life that we can connect to,
sure.
Of course, are very popular. I get a lot of people that say they're sick of reading about World War II.
I understand
fun,
that.
A funny
yeah.
thing to hear.
Yeah.
You know, working at a bookstore is just kind of like you have to glean a lot of information about a person when they come in. You know, they come in and say, well, what's good? What's new?
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, what's the people often want to hear our recommendations. What's
sure.
the best thing that we've
sure.
read recently? And so, yeah, it's just everybody's got a different taste, a different opinion of what they like, even from day to day, like you mentioned, right? Like maybe that biography isn't hitting as nicely, as satisfyingly as like a good romance would. And so
right.
Monday, Tuesday, I read my biography, but maybe Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to find a nice juicy romance that I'll, you know, kind of keep me entertained. So, yeah I think there's, you know, going back to that point, nothing wrong with having multiple fires in the air in terms of books. And, I'm trying to think what the most popular thing has been. Self-improvement is definitely a big thing.
Oh, sure.
Mel Robbins, are you familiar
with
her?
Oh, yeah. Let Them.
The Let Them Theory.
Let
yeah.
Them.
Her book has been very popular, as well as, you know, her podcast, of course.
Interesting.
And she's local. She's from Muskegon. Originally.
Whoa.
Yeah. She was born and raised in Muskegon.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So we've gotten folks in.
I got to get her on the show. I didn't know this.
There you go. There you
wow.
go.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people come in and
people
they want to
read
that.
People come in and they be like, oh, yeah, my daughter went to school with her.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did I not know this?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have not. When I've looked her up to kind of do research on
her,
I have not found that specific bit of information, but just from people in the area.
Isn't that
I've
something?
Gleaned that she's, was born and raised in Muskegon.
Scott, how important is Grand Haven Main Street to the Bookman?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we, of course, are in Centertown, so
mm-hmm.
we're kind of like the little brother.
Well, sure.
We like to joke.
Sure.
But yeah, absolutely. I feel like every good, essential American downtown needs some essential things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta have maybe a good candy store. You gotta have some good restaurants.
Yeah.
You gotta have some great local flair. And I think a bookstore and a downtown just go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a place where you can. We've been very interested this year in becoming the third place, right? Where's a place that it's not home and it's not work, but it's another place where you, a third place where you have a community, where you can go in and everybody knows your name, whether it's other customers or the employees, and you can go and hang around and you feel comfortable.
I like that.
And I feel like there's lots of places, especially in Grand Haven, that each individual store can be a third place for somebody, right? Somewhere where, I love to shop at this clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go into Fortino's and talk to the employees there, or I know all the bartenders at the Kirby, or something like that,
right.
You know, where it's this interconnected web of comfort and hominess, and they're just absolutely intertwined, and they you know, shouldn't exist one without the other.
There you go. Well said. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
And I will put this interview up on the WGHN podcast section, the Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight section. Scott Lane from The Bookman, I appreciate you being here so early. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, die.